Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
From BetQL.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Eddie Gross, Joe Ostrowski, and Aaron Hawksworth here with you. Joining us now to preview the Stanley Cup Final is Alex Smith, co-host of the Ice Guys, contributor to the Hammer HQ. You can follow him on Twitter at AXSmithSports. All right, Alex, so as I'm looking at a number of projections for how this final will go, it's really torn. There's no real consensus as far as who can win between Vegas and Florida. Do you see this being one of the tighter Stanley Cup final we've seen in quite some time? And if so, is there value in betting on this series going, say, six or seven games?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these are two teams that are pretty evenly matched. They play the same similar style. There's some kind of offensive breakout. They like, you know, they're forecheck heavy, rely on the cycle. So it's really tough to kind of decipher. You know, you have to get into the deeper intangibles to try to find an edge here in this series. So, yeah, I do think it can go six or seven games, definitely.
Alex, just as a fan of the sport, what do you think? It ends up being VGK and Florida in the end. What is the appeal to you and the other diehards versus much of the public? How much are you looking forward to this?
I mean, I'm looking forward to it because these are two teams that have played very well, you know, during this postseason, and they're matching up. And, you know, it'd be nice to see who ends up winning the championship for the first time between these two franchises. But, you know, for the casual fans, I know it's not the most attractive of matchups. Being up here in Minnesota, I've heard a lot of people say, oh, you know, Vegas and Florida, there's no ice in any of those places, and to see them win the Stanley Cup, you know, kind of rubs them the wrong way. But,
no ice.
You know, so other than that, you know, you have those naysayers. But no, this will definitely be a great final for sure.
It's so funny. I'm Canadian, that the whole no ice in certain cities thing is still a conversation that's going on, but it's true. I've heard those people many times. It's like, can we just get past this? There's NHL cities with no ice. I mean, not everyone grew up in an igloo, people. So when you look at Conn Smythe, I mean, do you think this series is going to come down to the goaltending, and is there any value on Adin Hill or Bobrovsky? Would you bet on either of those at this point?
Yeah, I actually did take a small shot with Bobrovsky. I got plus 250. It's not the greatest price in the world, but the reason I grabbed that is because we've seen this happen historically. It hasn't happened in over 20 years. The last person what happened was Jean-Sébastien Giguère, where he won the Conn Smythe Trophy but lost in the Cup Final. He was with Anaheim. They got beat by New Jersey, but he played well enough during the postseason to earn those honors. I could easily see that happening with Sergei Bobrovsky. Keep in mind, this is a Florida team that needed a bunch of miracles to even get into the postseason, and it was Alex Lyon that was starting at the beginning of the playoffs, not Bobrovsky. Bobrovsky had a terrible season. Everybody was, you know, talking mad crap about the, you know, $10 million contract he's getting, and now all of a sudden he's emerged to lead this team into the final. Just that alone, that accomplishment alone, I think is worthy enough to where even if Florida loses and it's a tight series in 6 or 7 games and we see some, you know, a lot of overtime games, a lot of one-goal games, that's still, I think, enough to give Bobrovsky potentially that award despite they may not win the Stanley Cup.
Looking at Bobrovsky's prop for game one of the Stanley Cup final, which is happening tomorrow night, his save total here is at 29.5. On BetMGM, it's slightly juiced to the under at -125. Do you have a side here that you like?
I would lean over with that. I think he's going to see a lot of rubber. I know in due time we'll see the block shots kind of come back, but you know I want to see what Florida's defensive core looks like after this layoff. It's been 10 days since they last played, and now having to play with against another up-tempo forecheck like Vegas, that'll be interesting to see. So I think I would look at going over with that saves prop. I think we're going to see a lot of shots going both ways.
What about on the VGK side with the Conn Smythe? We had a conversation the other day, and we see value there, and it's pretty wide open. If you look at the goal scores at the very top for the Knights, it's tight, 10, 9, 8, and then the points leader is somebody totally different, in Eichel, who has the shortest number of all the Knights players. If you're going to pick a Conn Smythe winner on the Vegas side, where would you go?
Yeah, it is tough because a lot of guys can kind of emerge out, you know, and win that. Should Vegas win the Stanley Cup? Eichel just kind of seems like the natural gut choice because he's a, you know, a household name kind of, right? You know, and that's kind of what the Conn Smythe Trophy leans toward. Unless you have completely super stellar numbers, they'll try to get that name guy on the team, that, you know, the bigger star on the team. That's usually the guy that want to land that trophy with. So Jack Eichel, I think, would be kind of the natural choice to pick if I had to pick anyone out of that VGK group at top.
It seems like the Panthers haven't played in like a month. I mean, it's been, what, 10 days, a couple weeks since they've last played. Is there any concern? I mean, even the Knights have had like 5 days off. That this time off, maybe both teams get off to a bit of a slower start. Would you take a look at something like a first period under 1.5?
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. I would definitely look at a slower start, maybe in the first 5 or 10 minutes. I don't know about a full period. So I would be a little leery of maybe going with that first period under. But like I said, I'm curious to see how it affects Florida a bit more than Vegas. I think with Vegas, this is kind of a natural just, you know, progression of how the last few series have gone, where Florida, you know, having to usually kind of go a little bit longer, at least in the first round, you know, had to kind of wait not too long from the second and third. I think that might affect them a little bit more. So I'm kind of eyeing how Florida plays early a bit more than Vegas. I think they could be affected a little bit more.
Okay.
He's Alex Smith, co-host of the Ice Guys, contributor to the Hammer HQ here on BetQL Daily. Alex, when it comes to, say, the top goal scorer market, Matthew Tkachuk is the favorite here at 5-1. Jack Eichel at +550. Jonathan Marchessault at +750. Someone that I'm certainly eyeing as far as this market is concerned. A, would you want to bet into this market? And B, do you see any value as far as who can finish with the most goals?
Yeah, Jonathan Marchessault, for sure. That's somebody I would look at for top goal scorer and top point, you know, getter at the end of the series as well. I mean, he's had a, you know, 5-game point streak, 13 points in his last 8 games, and goals in 4 of his last 5. So he's definitely someone I would eyeball. He said +750 with the top goals. And like I said, I would look for him for top points as well. That's definitely a good betting option.
Alex, it sounds like you believe this could be a longer series. Strap on in. Are you betting over on games in the series? Are you looking at 6 or 7? It's almost, they're basically co-favorites. So that's what the sports books are expecting. How about you?
Yeah, so I bet the series to end in 6 games. And I also took because I'm a little torn on, like you said, who wins game one. So I took positions on both Vegas to win game one and Vegas to win the series at plus 145, and Florida to win game one, but Vegas to come back and win the series at plus 400. I figured that even if Vegas loses game one, their series price adjusted will not be plus 400 right away. So I would have that kind of locked in pocket. But I think six games is kind of the sweet spot. So if you go VGK to win it in six or a series to go six games, I think that's a good bet.
We were talking about Bobrovsky and Conn Smythe. Is there any concern? Because I remember not too long ago, Bobrovsky was getting dragged for just being inconsistent. People are like, this guy stinks. And he has been phenomenal. Now you've got all this time off. Is there any chance that this guy does turn back into a pumpkin in the Stanley Cup final?
Yeah, it's entirely possible. And that is going to be the X factor for Florida, obviously. But like I said, he's played the best hockey I've ever seen him play in his entire career, right now. And he's in such a rhythm that maybe the 10 days off doesn't affect him. Like I said, you just gotta wait and see what we get from him tomorrow. But yeah, that is entirely possible. And if that's the case, Florida would be in serious trouble. But we'll just have to wait and see with them.
Yeah, it does seem like that, given the advanced metrics of Florida's defense, that it leaves something to be desired if Bobrovsky isn't having his A game. As far as player props for game one, I asked you about Bobrovsky already, but anything else stand out to you for Saturday night?
No, nothing else as far as the player prop market goes.
Okay, what about the overall scoring if we're looking at totals in this game? Are you expecting a series where it's lower scoring, or maybe we end up seeing some shootouts and then line up a bunch of your player props as far as guys that would be getting a lot of goal scoring attempts or even shots on goal?
I think this could be a bit of a mixed bag. I think we might see the first couple of games be a bit lower scoring. And then once the series shifts to Florida, we could see the tempo kind of increase and we see a higher scoring. And then once we get into six, and if we get into game seven, usually we always tend to see those be very low scoring. So, but I think we're going to mix bag. And I think this would be a great in-game series. This is definitely, if you're alive better, I think this would be a really intriguing series and a series that we can make quite a bit of money with.
Do you think there's any coaching advantage here between these two coaches? And is this a situation where maybe home ice doesn't as matter much, or, you know, like some of the other sports, like talking about the Denver Nuggets, home court advantage with that altitude? Does home ice really matter as much here in this situation as well?
I think in this series it will. I think there's a slight edge with Bruce Cassidy over Paul Maurice. And Maurice has done a fantastic job, especially with the way he's been able to implement his style of hockey with that team. Remember, this is the team that, you know, when they won the President's Trophy just a year ago and the last couple of years, they were playing up and down boat race hockey to try to outscore everyone and, you know, beat everyone, you know, 7-5, 8-5. Now they've buckled down and play a much tighter system. But like I said, Vegas plays the same kind of system, if not better. And yeah, definitely, being at home and having, you know, the last change, I think that gives Cassidy a slight edge in the series.
Alex, let's talk about your strategy as far as live betting. Is there anything in general we should be mindful of as far as, say, overcompensation by the books, or maybe something that we should be looking for that maybe is a little underrated? Anything that kind of stands out as far as like a general approach that you can share?
No, I mean, just, you know, you have to watch the game closely, you know, look for little nuances with, you know, how teams are passing the puck. You know, if you're seeing, you know, with teams, you know, being a bit sloppy when they're passing the puck or not moving their, you know, feet quickly when they're changing, not, you know, you're not seeing guys change, you know, on the fly quick enough. Those are little things that I try to look for and then look to, you know, especially when I look for the, you know, team to bet on for the next goal. Necessarily. And I have to preface, too, that I think a lot of these games are going to be tight enough to where we're going to see quite a bit of overtime, which has been a trend, especially for Florida so far this postseason. So I will certainly be looking at, you know, betting the next team to score you know, when a team is up or down by a goal, we've been that opposite way, looking for that, for that, those, some of those draws to come in.
Sometimes I think it's a little bit of a sucker bet, but do you ever consider, will there be overtime because you can get such value?
Well, here's the thing. I would never bet, will bet overtime, yes or no prop. I would always bet the regulation draw, because you're getting 20 to 30 cents of it, of the worst of it, if you're going with the yes, no prop. Always look for the regulation draw. That, the wording is completely different, but it's literally the same thing. It just means, will the game go to OT? So, yeah, three-way draw, regulation draw. Never go with the yes, no prop.
Love that.
That is value right there. And it's and it's interesting because, like, I don't know if that's something that we, that all of us knew coming in, was this idea that you have to find, you have to read the fine print, Alex, in other words.
During the regular season, I saw it, you know, with different books throughout the year, and I thought they would adjust at some point, but it still hasn't. If you look at any book in the world, you'll see the yes, no prop, and yes might be plus 300, but if you look at the regulation draw, I got plus 320 in pocket. I've seen it as high as plus 350, so don't shortchange yourself with that.
That's awesome. Love that. Alex Smith, co-host of the Ice Guys and contributor to the Hammer HQ, thank you so much for your time. We greatly appreciate it, and enjoy the Stanley Cup Final. It should be a dandy. This is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Coming up next, our plays for Game 2 of the NBA Finals for Sunday night and how the prices have moved since Game 1, right here on the BetQL Network.
We'll be right back with BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.